You're listening to episode 232 of the Rebel Buddhist Podcast, where we talk about why we all belong, no matter how different we might feel from the world around us. Welcome to the Rebel Buddhist Podcast, where we explore how to use the science of psychology, Eastern spiritual practices like mindfulness and compassion, and the game-changing work of self-coaching so you can free your mind and free your life. I'm your host, Anna Verzoni. Aloha, my friends. I'm here on the Big Island of Hawaii after spending time in the wilderness of California. I was training. I was doing my own personal solo time, as you might know. And it feels so good to be back to my home here with the epic Kona sunsets. I mean, last night was amazing. There were like golden rods of light shooting through these pink and purple clouds. Yeah. So suffice it to say, I'm pretty stoked. Now, you know, I've been noticing a theme, and these themes can often be great podcast episode topics because it means it's in the ethers. And one that's been coming up for me in the past month of spending a lot more time in the wild is realizing that many of us have or are actively struggling with a sense of belonging. Like, have you noticed that many of us on a spiritual path kind of have this sense of not quite fitting in with the society around us? And I know that's been true for me many times. And I've thought about escaping to the woods and just living out the rest of my days, doing my thing, hanging with the more than human world. And I think this makes a lot of sense, right? Because wanderers, as seekers, we're usually living with, experimenting with, and exploring these realms that are beyond conventional ways of being and seeing. We are searching for meaning, peace, a sense of purpose. And in doing this, we can sometimes feel disconnected from mainstream society, which is often a society that's caught in materialism, an excess focus on productivity, worth through productivity, and more sort of shallow or superficial relationships, right? And this feeling of not belonging can be really isolating, right? But it's a relatively common experience on the spiritual path, whatever type of path yours might be. And I think in large part, this is because the nature of the path itself calls us to adventure beyond societal norms. So the thing is, paradoxically, this sense of not belonging is actually an essential part of our journey toward realizing that we do, in fact, belong in ways way more profound than we initially thought. Now, there are a few things that get in the way of recognizing that we belong. And I think a big one is the illusion of separation that many of us have. And it's not our fault that we have that incorrect view. You know, we grew up learning, being taught to see ourselves as individuals separate from others, competing for limited resources, recognition, success, power, safety. And this idea of separateness is reinforced in so many ways through media, social structures, and even our own internalized beliefs about what it means to be successful or worthy. But from a Buddhist perspective, this notion of separateness is actually a fundamental misunderstanding, right? The teachings on interdependence remind us that everything is interconnected. Every action, thought, and being, every part of being is part of a larger web of life. We never truly separate. In fact, we're deeply woven into the fabric of all of existence. And Thich Nhat Hanh used to kind of capture this with the phrase he used. He said, we inter-are, like inter-being or inter-are. We exist in relationship to everything around us. But because modern society often ignores or even tries to hide this truth, we can lose sight of it, right? We start to think that because we are different from others in our spiritual views, practices, or lifestyle, that we don't belong, especially if we aren't joining an established religion or community of people that have shared beliefs, like Buddhist or Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Sufism, paganism, Wicca, whatnot, right? Or let's say even you do identify with an established group. You might be I don't know, y'all, a rebel within that, right? And feel like you're not belonging completely within that group either. But here's the thing, our differences aren't evidence of our separation. They are expressions of the diverse and complex and intricate web of existence that we are all connected to. In fact, our uniqueness is part of what enriches this web. Like, even just from a biological perspective, our genetic diversity makes our species stronger, right? And a diverse ecosystem is more resilient. And the eco-dharma approach can help us understand our deep belonging because it blends the Buddhist teachings and environmental awareness together, right? And that can help remind us that we aren't just connected to other humans, like not just the human-centric view, but to the entire freaking natural world and cosmos. You know, when I was 18 years old, I did a wilderness solo, my first one, and I had a deep eco awakening on this experience where a lone wildflower in a meadow sent me the message that I, humans, and that I as a human belong in the wild, with the wild. And before, I had thought that humans were somehow separate and that nature was something we came to or came from and moved away from as we evolved. This isn't the case and was not the case for land-based cultures that were able to hold on to that. My experience of separateness was born from colonization, you know, being taught that humans were somehow different than the wild world in my spiritual upbringing as a kid. And, you know, many spiritual traditions actually teach that. But this lone flower out there with no other flowers like it around, right? Totally unequivocally belonged. I never questioned if it belonged, and I doubt it did either. And I realized we are the same in that way. We may feel like we look so different or that there is nothing else like us out there. So where are we supposed to be? But I belonged out there, even though I grew up relatively separated from nature. I belonged out there, right? As humans, we're part of the Earth's ecosystems, part of nature's cycles of birth, growth, death, and rebirth. We are not just of the Earth, my friends. We are the Earth. So when we feel disconnected, it can be really helpful to turn to the natural world, to oceans, sunsets, big granite boulders, forests, rivers, the sky, the wind, and remember that we belong here too. I also find nature a really safe companion. You know, she embraces us without judgment, which we can't say is guaranteed from humans, right? So it teaches us, nature teaches us that we are an important part of her vast evolving web. Even the challenging things that happen in nature, the wind, the storms, the hail, those aren't personal. They just happen. They don't happen to us. They just happen in nature. And you know, feeling out of place in human society, that can be a reflection of a deeper disconnection from nature. So a lot of us can experience comfort and healing and reconnecting with the wild, with Earth. So when we remember that we aren't separate, this shift in perspective can be profoundly grounding. It can remind us that no matter where we are, what we're going through, we belong to life itself. This is a poem I love by David White. It's called The House of Belonging. I awoke this morning in the gold light, turning this way and that, thinking for a moment it was one day like any other, but the veil had gone from my darkened heart. And I thought it must have been the quiet candlelight that filled my room. It must have been the first easy rhythm with which I breathed myself to sleep. It must have been the prayer, I said, speaking to the otherness of the night. And I thought, this is the good day you could meet your love. This is the gray day someone close to you could die. This is the day you realize how easily the thread is broken between this world and the next. And I found myself sitting up in the quiet pathway of light, the tawny, close-grained cedar, burning round me like fire, and all the angels of the houseless hovering in the rafters as if they knew this was the house of belonging. So This speaks to the idea of recognizing our home in the world, right? And awakening to the reality that we belong just as we are. And I also love how it acknowledges both the beauty and the fragility of life, right? But it's important to point out, right, that feeling like an outsider isn't just a byproduct of modern society, right? But like I said earlier, it's often a necessary part of the spiritual journey itself. The path of awakening often involves stepping away from conventional norms and values, which can create a sense of alienation. But this is also, my friends, this is also a sign of growth, because as we let go of societal expectations and ego-driven desires, it makes sense that we will find ourselves moving through periods of loneliness or feeling like we don't belong, right? And this is a necessary part of the process of deepening into our true selves. And over time, those of us on our path will realize that the sense of not belonging was never about external society. It was a reflection of our inner search for meaning. And as we come into greater alignment with our true nature, we discover that we belong more fully than ever before, because we're living from a place of true authenticity. Now, ironically, it's often our sense of not fitting in that allows us to make the most meaningful contributions to the world. So if we can explore this feeling of not belonging, it can help us discover how the very things that might have us feeling so different, so separate, so alone, how those things are the very gifts that we need to bring back to our people and the more than human world, how our differences are desperately needed, how these gifts we discover are what help culture evolve, and how it is precisely our differences that have us belong to our community because of what we contribute through our differences. When we embrace our differences, we bring fresh perspective, deeper insights, more compassion to our communities. So instead of striving to fit in to society's mold, we can see and celebrate the ways that our uniqueness enriches the collective web. You know, in Buddhism, it's taught that our suffering, when we can transform it and work with it, can become a source of wisdom and compassion. So the very experience of feeling different, even though often uncomfortable, can actually open our hearts to the suffering of others, help us be more inclusive, empathetic, and understanding. Then our journey of belonging isn't just about fitting in. It's about transforming our differences into gifts that serve our people and the more than human world, the whole. Now, ultimately, the sense of belonging we're searching for isn't something that can be given to us by society or anything else external, right? It's something that we reclaim within ourselves. And we do this through our practice. And through our spiritual practice, we start to see the truth of interdependence, to feel in our bones that we are always already connected to the people, the earth, and the cosmos around us. Our belonging is freaking inherent. It's a given. You don't have to earn it or evolve yourself or grow. You belong as you are with your differences. It's only our conditioned mind that doubts that, the mind that's been conditioned to perceive ourselves as separate from others, separate from the greater web of all that is. So when we quiet the noise of societal expectations and we listen deeply to that soft, still voice of our own hearts, we realize we truly belong just as we are. And not only do we belong, but our presence here is meaningful and necessary and meant to be, and our differences are needed. A spiritual path isn't about escaping society, even though periods of that can be super helpful, like long retreat, right? But it's about returning to it with new eyes, new perspectives, seeing that we are a part of the whole and that our uniqueness, our special sauce, our zhuzh, enriches the collective of life, of this unique moment in this body, on this planet, in this unique human experience that we are having. And in this way, our spiritual journey isn't just a search for personal enlightenment, but a homecoming. A recognition that we are always already home and that our belonging is deeper than we ever imagined. So I want to invite you to take a few moments today to reconnect with your inherent belonging. Step outside into nature, whether it's your backyard or a nearby park, a garden, or just the sky above you. And if you can't go outside, window gaze or open the window. And wherever you are, breathe deeply and remind yourself that you are part of this earth. You are of the earth. You are the earth, just as the geckos, the trees, the rocks, clouds, and the air are. And I also want to invite you to reflect on one way that your uniqueness contributes to the world around you, like how flying your freak flag adds to the necessary diversity and complexity that keeps a culture and ecosystem healthy and thriving and evolving. Those very things that have you feeling so different, so out of place. My friends, how those things are exactly the gifts you need to discover and cultivate. And I want to ask you to commit to embracing today one aspect of your uniqueness and sharing that with those you encounter today. People, trees, the earth herself. Hey, all, it is not too late to join the No Regrets course. Our first virtual retreat is next week, so you've got time. Snag your spot, and the awesome bonuses, a new bonus, is access to the most popular Freedom School module on relationships, of course, where we explore the most common barriers to a healthy relationship. We also dive into people-pleasing and boundaries and how to not need others to act a certain way or think a certain way about us so we can feel better. It's a game changer and opens up so much more freedom in all our relationships, romantic, intimate, friendships, work relationships, challenges with family members. Trust me. So head over to thenoregretscourse.com and join us now so you can dive into the course material. You get instant access. And then you can hang out with us on the virtual retreat next week. And this is not a course like any other you've done. We're going to live the next 9 months as if they're our last and explore this in a way that no other program does. That's thenoregretscourse.com. See you in class. If you like what you heard, spread the love and share it. And if you want to learn more about how to free your mind and free your life, check out rebelbuddhist.com and grab my free Rebel Buddhist training kit, where you'll receive a video training on cultivating resilience, a copy of the gorgeous Rebel Buddhist Manifesto, and more. That's rebelbuddhist.com.